Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 34 of season 6, so we are getting closer to the end of season 6. We only got about 7 episodes left, including this one. But if you're new to this podcast or returning, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review. So last week's album review was the second soundtrack album of season 6. It was Flashdance. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games guest starring my wife, such as this one, and we'll get into this one in a little bit. And the other half of those are just little tidbits of information. So 2 weeks ago, I did, I just talked about 4 books that I recently read as the tidbit of information. But today is a game guest starring my wife. It is a game of rock and roll trivia. This is the third time that we are doing the game. Essentially, how this game works is, I think for my birthday the 1 year, my wife got me this book, Rock and Roll 1970s to 1980s Trivia Quiz Book Volume 1 by Presley Love. Each quiz is 20 questions. We are on quiz number 3. She just reads through it, has the answers written already, and I just pretty much have to go and see what we can do here. So, without further ado, we can start with question 1.
All right, question 1. In 1970, My Sweet Lord / Isn't It a Pity became only the 4th double-sided number 1 Billboard U.S. hit in the rock era. What song previously accomplished that feature? A. Come Together / Something by the Beatles. B. Hey Jude / Revolution by the Beatles. Or C. I'm a Believer / I'm Not Your Stepping Stone by the Monkees.
I will go with A, Come Together in Something.
Yes, correct.
All right, I got one right. We're off to a good start because I usually get like half of these questions wrong. All right, number 2.
All right, 2. This is interesting. After whom was the band Jethro Tull named? A, a lesser-known 50s actor. B, an 18th century agriculturalist. C, the hero in a 19th century novel.
I will go with C, the hero in a 19th century novel.
No, it was B.
Oh, darn, an agriculturist. All right, number 3.
Which month of the year has most often appeared in the title of Billboard Top 40 Hits of the 50s to 70s? A, April. B, December. C, September.
I'm going to go with December, whichever one was December. So B.
No, it's C, September.
Oh.
B, do you remember the September song?
Okay. I know the song, but there's also December, Oh What a Night, so yeah. I thought it would be December. All right, number 4.
Why did Chicago shorten their name from Chicago Transit Authority? A, it wouldn't fit on their album cover. B, it sounded too much like a government agency. Or C, they were threatened with a lawsuit.
I'll say C, they were threatened with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yep, correct. Always the lawsuits. All right, going on now to question number 5.
How did the British band Mungo Jerry get their name? A, from a character in a poem. B, from a science fiction novel. Or C, from the nicknames of the two members.
I will go with A, from a character in a poem.
Correct.
All right. I got 3 right so far. Number 6.
What is the only 50s and 60s song whose original version was later used as a theme song for a 1970s U.S. television show? A, Primrose Lane, Jerry Wallace. B, If You Wanna Be Happy, Jimmy Soul. Or C, Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and His Comets.
I will go C, Rock Around the Clock.
Yes.
All right.
Good job.
4 for 6. All right, number 7.
Who was the Rolling Stones' 1973 hit Angie reportedly written about? A, a 13-year-old fan. B, David Bowie's wife. Or C, a nightclub stripper.
I have absolutely no idea. C, a nightclub stripper.
No, it was B.
David Bowie's wife. I don't know David Bowie's wife, so oh well. All right, number 8.
Which group featured members including Dan, Jerry, and Dewey? A, America. B, the Eagles. Or C, Bread.
All right, I know it's not the Eagles. Wait, no. I know it's not the Eagles because the Eagles is not. It's Glenn. I don't think it's the Eagles. If it's the Eagles, I'd be shocked. I'm going to go with A, America.
Yes.
All right. That was a lucky guess. 50-50 shot. Number 9.
On which label did the Doobie Brothers record their hits, including Taking It to the Streets? A, Warner Brothers. B, Reprise. C, Capricorn.
All right. I have no idea. I feel like I've sold some Doobie Brothers, and I feel like they were on Capricorn. So I'm going to say Capricorn. C.
No, it was Warner Brothers A.
All right. All right. Number 10.
All right. 10. Maureen McGovern's The Morning After appeared in what 1973 movie? A, The Poseidon Adventure, B, The Longest Yard, or C, The Playing Field?
I'm going to go with B, The Longest Yard, because that's the only movie that I even somewhat know.
No, it was A, The Poseidon Adventure.
All right, number 11.
All right, these are song hits. Well, number 11, what was Michael Jackson's first solo hit single to reach the U.S. Billboard Top 20 Records chart? A, Got to Be There, B, Rockin' Robin, or C, Ben?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of any of these songs. I'm going to go with B, Rockin' Robin.
It was A. I haven't heard of any of these either. Got to Be There.
All right. Number 12.
Which of the following hits charted highest for Johnny Nash on the U.S. Billboard Singles Chart? A, Hold Me Tight, B, I Can See Clearly Now, or C, Stir It Up?
Only one I've heard of is B, I Can See Clearly Now.
Yep. That was my guess, too.
All right. Lucky yes on that one. Number 13.
What was Carole King's first solo U.S. Billboard Top 40 hit? A, Sweet Seasons, B, It's Too Late, C, It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Again, going with the only song that I know, B, It's Too Late.
C, It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Nope, don't know that song. All right, number 14.
What was Three Dog Night's last U.S. Top 20 hit? A, The Show Must Go On, B, Sure As I'm Sitting Here, or C, Shambhala.
Again, I actually don't know any of these three songs, so A, The Show Must Go On.
B, Sure As I'm Sitting Here.
Maybe I should just guess B for all of them. Alright, number 15.
What was the Jackson 5's first U.S. number one hit? A, ABC, B, I'll Be There, or C, I Want You Back.
Well, I know all three of these songs, so I'm going to go B, I'll Be There.
It was C, I Want You Back.
All right. Number 16.
All right. What was Helen Reddy's first U.S. Billboard Top 40 hit? A, I Am Woman, B, I Don't Know How to Love Him, or C, Delta Dawn.
I feel like all of the answers have been, like, the longest title, so I'm going to go with B, I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Yes, you got it.
All right, that's the key to these ones, I guess, is right. Long song titles. All right.
Bad news, these left. Are harder questions, it
harder
says.
Harder questions. Okay.
Who was originally recorded Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu, the song popularized in 1973 by Johnny Rivers? A, Dante and the Evergreens, B, Huey Piano, Smith and the Clowns, or C, The Kingsmen?
I'm going to go with A, Dante and the Evergreens.
So this one 17. Was B.
All right.
Huey, Piano, Smith, and the Clown.
Never heard of them.
Me either.
All right. 18.
18. Who was David Cassidy's mother? A, Shirley Jones, B, Evelyn Ward, or C, Florence Henderson?
I don't know any of these people, so C, Florence Henderson.
Should have went with B again, Evelyn Ward.
All right. Number 19.
Who was Honeycomb member Edna Wright the sister of? A, Darlene Love, B, Eddie Holland, or C, Phil Spector?
I'll go with C, Phil Spector.
A, Darlene Love.
Nope, don't know who Darlene Love is. Mm-hmm. All right, number 20, the last one.
All right, who inspired America's hit Ventura Highway? A, a travelogue advertisement, B, a cartoon, or C, a flat tire?
C, a flat tire.
Yes.
All right, I finished with 8 out of 20, so a 40%, really bad score. But those questions are hard.
They were hard, yeah.
Oh, well. All right. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Dorney's Vinyl. The EPs are always a bit shorter than the actual album reviews. Next week's album review, though, is going to be Boston's Don't Look Back. That's a great album. That'll be a fun podcast to do. So that'll be next week. If you're not already, go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. And if you're interested in buying any used 33s or 45s for your record collection, I have them for sale on my eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl. So go check that out. Other than that, I'll talk to you all next week for Boston's Don't Look Back.